Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. A lot of sunshine today, helping warm things up back to a nice 91 degrees. Not going to lie, I'm glad I'm in some AC right now.
Yeah, that is toasty.
91 degrees. We hope your weekend was a good one. We have a lot of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. New words to win this week. Your chance to win your way into the Bryan Adams Show November 1st at Rocket Arena. It seems so far away.
It's really not, though, as my son, whose birthday is October 29th, reminded me how close his birthday is.
Well, Izzy goes back to school. Let's see, what's today, the 28th? 3 weeks from today.
Three weeks?
Yeah, August 18th. Goes back to school.
That's right. You guys are always a week ahead of us because Westlake goes back on August 26th. So, what'd you say, the 18th, 19th?
The 18th, that Monday.
So, yeah, we go back on a Tuesday, so a week and a day later. That's crazy. Summer is flying by.
It is moving by, absolutely. No doubt about that. But help us kick off the week. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Continues.
Sure does. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We got another issue this week. Good times.
Yeah, we do.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we do.
Can't take any time off. Want to be an issue.
Did it to yourself.
Star 102, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You got a guess for dead guy in an envelope?
One's not serious and one is my real guess.
Okay.
The funny one, my ex-best friend, or for a woman, it could be their ex-husband.
Oh, okay. I got you. Right. Uh-huh.
The other one that I just thought of before I was calling you was Prince.
No, it's not Prince. Tomorrow morning, we're going to need another guest. Dead Guy in an Envelope continues on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, hanging out with our EMCs, our early morning crew. Thank you for listening, whether you're waking up early, where you're headed somewhere, whether you're headed home, whatever it might be. You're our special crew. We call it EMCs. If it was available at the Jen and Tim Show online store, I would love to have EMC gear. You know, headbands, sweatpants, t-shirts.
Headbands.
Yeah.
Like a sweatband you would wear for a sport, or like a headband, like a cute, like, oh, I'm doing my makeup, I want to pull my head.
You know what? We're pulling that from the store. I don't think either of those we would need. I think we need more t-shirt, shorts, something cute, some attire. I don't know. It's a safe space here.
It is.
I had my daughter was in a theater camp for the last 5 weeks or so, 3 days a week. And they did a great job. It was amazing. And she really hadn't done this before. She did a couple things here and there. And she's in gymnastics, and which is always cute. And this past weekend was the execution of what they had been learning. It was the presentation. It was the show.
Oh, how fun. How was the one show you attended?
So there are four shows.
I say jokingly.
I know, because you know. So there were four shows.
Uh-huh.
You know the things we do for our kiddos, right? I mean,
yes.
I mean, you clearly know this with karate and everything else.
Yeah.
And you've talked about baseball. We've made a thing. I mean, there are certain time commitments as a parent, right?
That is a time. That's a lot of that's like a High School Musical.
It is like a High School Musical. And there were four shows. There was one at 7:30 Friday. There was one at 2 p.m. Saturday. There was one at 7:30 Saturday.
Nice double decker.
There was one. Yeah. So the 7:30s you had been out on. 2 o'clock were for you.
Yeah. And then, that's right.
And then another one at 2 o'clock yesterday. And then after that, a gymnastics swim party.
That is.
These performances were 2.5 hours long. And in three of the four performances, the AC was not working.
That sounds super fun. Did you,
I can't believe these kiddos were just amazing. How do you memorize? And my daughter had a couple of lines and she was a lot of act one, but there were several people that from, you know, once again, this is probably, to be fair, each act, there were two acts were an hour long. How do you memorize at 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever the age group is, I think all the way up to 18 and down to maybe 5, 6, 7, 8. How do you memorize 2 hours worth of lines?
Well, my question to you is, since you saw it four times, how much of it do you have memorized?
I have every dance move. I have every dance move memorized. I have every dance move. I have every lyric. It is all memorized. I have it all. I have everything memorized.
Well, that's how.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
At least it was cute.
That's great. Which time was the cutest?
The first time. The second time on Saturday, you could tell they were over it and they were hot because it was twice on that. Yeah, it was the entire thing. But that was amazing. Just thought we could talk amongst ourselves.
Northfield's at 67 degrees. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. The top-ranked girls basketball player in the nation from Amherst, and she's headed to USC. She verbally committed to the Trojans live on ESPN over the weekend. A Southwest plane suddenly dropped while in flight over the weekend to avoid a nearby aircraft. Two flight attendants injured, but the flight did continue safely to Las Vegas. The FAA is investigating.
To Las Vegas?
Yep.
I didn't see that's where it was going. Don't do this.
It was going to Vegas, and they were like trying to avoid another.
I don't need these stories on places that I'm actually going.
I know.
You did this on purpose. Anybody? No, never mind. I'm asking the question.
No, I don't want to know either.
No, I don't either.
I don't want to know either.
I had a little bit of turbulence during a flight to New York, and I was like, this is not great,
mm-mm,
let alone something like that.
Imagine it dropping. Like it said it was like 500 feet or something like that.
And I could not. I better be getting some free snacks. I don't care what flight it is.
I don't even know that I could eat
adult
a free
beverages.
Snack.
I don't know what something. It is. Something. Foot massage. I dropped 500 feet. Something. Something's free.
But like also thank God they did that. They would have hit another plane.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. That's a really, really quick thing.
Heart attack. Absolute heart attack.
So the people that say those things fly themselves, obviously they don't.
Well, apparently in those moments they don't. I don't know. I'm flying soon. I don't want
to
talk about it.
And so, you know, this is when you need to talk to your Tower Tommy, whatever his name is. It works at the tower that, you know, directs the planes.
Definitely not Tower Tommy.
Tower Tommy and say, what do they say? Lower 500 feet now. Pew! And they
well,
can just drop like that.
Is it the air traffic?
It's a plane. It takes a minute to
drop. Is it the air traffic controller that tells them to, or does the pilot like physically
no
see it?
No way they physically see a plane. That would be way too close too soon. They're going hundreds of miles an hour. Right?
I don't know. They said
the car's coming at you.
The pilot decided to do it.
Oh, do we have any pilots? I really would love to know.
I don't know.
Somebody has to be telling you in your ear.
Hey, you're going to hit another plane.
Drop. I don't know. I'm going to guess that somebody told you.
See, you,
did you see
said,
a plane and then
listen,
you hit the drop button?
We just said, first of all, there better not be that. Second of all, we just said, let's not talk about it. And here we are asking people to talk about it.
You know what? Yeah, what's a Monday? We just, yeah, okay.
Let's move on to Cedar Point. This is a much more exciting story.
Speaking of drops.
Stop. Okay, the Cedar Point's rolling out a new pass holder deal. So beginning on Thursday, if you buy or renew a gold or prestige season pass, you get free access to every Six Flags park across North America. For the rest of this season and all of 2026, that's over 40 parks, including Kings Island and Six Flags Great America near Chicago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Monday morning to you. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So you know those Facebook groups you can join that are like, whether it's about your hobby or whatever it is, you just join it and you think that whatever you post in there kind of stays in that group.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they go viral. Well, there's this one that I saw everywhere and everyone was sharing it because everyone had a different opinion, and it's about an engagement ring.
Oh, boy.
And I just want to see what your guys' advice is.
Oh, I like this. Also, some of those groups, the best reads ever.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
The best reads ever. The community groups or whatever the groups are, I cannot wait to hear about this.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
I think sometimes people make a post on Facebook groups and such thinking it's not going to go viral and just want some advice from like a few people. And sometimes it takes off anyway, especially when it's something more controversial. Well, there was a post in the Facebook group called Weird Secondhand Finds. And this person says, "Help, I hate my ring. My fiance blindsided me with a proposal. I'm so grateful for the gesture, but I hate the ring. I thought it would grow on me. I gave it a week, but I get sad every time I look at it. It's so not me. The round shape, halo, the band, I would have chosen the total opposite. It's upsetting to me that he never asked me or my friends what kind of ring I like. I even changed my nail shape from square to accommodate the design, thinking if I had brown nails, I'd like the ring more. Didn't work." So then she just asks, "What now? Should I suffer in silence? Pretend I'm happy every time he mentions how beautiful the ring is? I'm scared he'll get offended if I bring it up. He said he spent 3 months designing the ring. Any advice is welcome."
Oh, ouch. Yikes. That is tough.
I'm sure it got back to him now because that post went very viral. I think it's been deleted from that group, but people were... There were a lot of comments all over the place.
Well,
What do you think? 216-343-1021.
I want to see the ring now. Is there a photo of it? We need to find a photo of it.
And that, when I first read it before seeing the ring, I'm like, oh, it can't be that bad. And I saw it, and it's not that it's a bad ring, but it's a very bold ring that I think if that's not your style, you would hate it.
Three months designing the ring.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Do you want to see it?
Yes, I want to see it. And I also feel like, what are you going to tell
it? Whoa. It's an intense ring. It's a big rock.
You're right. This is the kind of ring that if that's not your style, that's
a chandelier.
It's very large.
It is very round. Is there diamonds on it? It almost looks like a...
There's like a lot of diamonds.
It's very round. And it looks like even maybe diamonds on top of a...
It's a diamond round plate. Diamond.
I'm trying to describe it.
Diamonds around it, which I think is what the halo is, right?
Yeah, it is the halo effect, yeah.
Right. And that's a very large... Oh my gosh, you hate to say suffer in silence, but like you look at that and that it looks like some effort was put into that.
It does, but I also agree that maybe if it was more of a simple one, you know, you'd get used to it. Maybe it's not what you thought, but like it's not bad. But that, if it's not your vibe, how do you wear it every day?
Maybe she gets an insurance policy on it. And then
I think he'll be offended. Goes to the ocean. No matter
drops
what.
It. That's exactly what I was going to say. Dropped it back into the ocean.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I would love one call. Maybe you've been in this position before. You get a ring you don't love. You're excited. He or she is the one. But the ring isn't. 216-343-1021.
This whole situation makes me very uncomfortable.
It is. I know. Starting to sweat.
There's no right answer.
Can you imagine that? I want to say yes, but the ring wants me to say no.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think? DM us. Calls. There's our next. 3 minutes away on Star 102. Someone proposes to you, but you hate the ring. What do you do? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You tell that person? Or do you, are you going to wear that for 40 years, a ring you hate?
I think eventually you got to tell them. You're going to think about it all the time of wanting to tell them.
Or do you just suck it up for like 5 years and on your five-year anniversary be like, oh, I want to redesign my ring. That's a long time.
That's a long time. But you can't. So I kind of lean, and I understand there would be a lot of pushback. I get it. I kind of lean to the, I have to keep the ring. He designed the ring. Maybe I have to keep it and be more silent about it as opposed to raise my hand, which is probably the right thing to do. But I'm also the guy that if my order is poor at a restaurant, I still eat it. Jen would take it back, and that's the right move. So I'm not saying it's the right move. But then, so let's say that you do that, and Stevie would say that probably you should raise your hand and say, hey, this isn't something that I love.
I think that's what you should do. I'm non-confrontational, so I don't know if I would confront it either.
Yeah.
But even that, like, when would you do that? You wouldn't if during the, you know, the popping of the question, the ring comes out. You're excited because this is the person you want to spend your life with. You're excited. Yes, I can't believe. Oh.
Yeah. One has to ask the question, though. Why did he do that? Why didn't he ask her friends? Why didn't he ask her?
I feel like that's so common now. Like, I feel like pretty much everyone that I know now, like, they have the input on the ring, whether they picked it out themselves, that's common, or just like, this is at least the vibe I want.
Right. I agree with you. I feel like it's a very rare situation where the ring is just designed and given to you with no input from the person that's wearing the ring.
Because you can't just think of what you like. There, you're not the one wearing it.
You're not the one wearing it every day, forever.
I agree 100% with what you're saying. 100%. Absolutely. I do understand that if you're trying to pull off a total surprise, maybe you think you know that person and you think, I really just want to do this. I really want to be a total surprise and, you know, ask the significant other's parents and do something or maybe it's old school. I don't know. I kind of get that. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate maybe on doing something like that. I don't know. Could you imagine if there's somebody listening right now that's been married for, I don't know, 20 plus years that hates her ring?
Like from
and
the start.
Never
like
said anything.
Yeah.
And never said anything.
No way.
Like deep down inside, 10 years, 5 years, it doesn't matter. You probably didn't like it relatively immediately. That's been married 5, 10, 15, 40 years and just thought to themselves, you know what? I didn't want to say anything. It wasn't about the ring. It was about the person that I'm marrying.
Yes.
And I really never cared.
I keep thinking if that were Nate, like would I say, like if I did say something, I didn't like, he would be so great about it. I know he would. And he would be like, I want you to have something you want. But I don't think I could ever say it.
Yeah, I guess you got to know the guy. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they should be like, oh yeah, let's get you what you want.
Right.
But couldn't the guy also like, in this situation, I feel like if she saw that ring, based on how much she didn't like it, wouldn't have she been like saw it and not had like the biggest smile? Like,
right.
How did he not pick up now that when she looks at the ring, she doesn't look at it love? Like, I feel like he should have noticed that she doesn't like it.
If that was you, shoot us a DM. I won't mention your name. I promise I won't mention your name.
Yeah.
I'm just very curious about that.
Same. All right. Football is back this week and it's all kicking off
in
Canton.
Week in Canton. This is their week.
Do you know what's upsetting about every time I talk about Canton, I think of you because of that Ferris wheel.
They rolled down 71?
I
didn't
did
roll
not.
It down there. They did.
They did not roll it down 71.
Just short of T-County,
but
right,
because
Steven?
Of you, every time I talk about it, I think of that stupid Ferris wheel rolling down 71.
Right over all those bridges.
It did not happen that way. But anyway.
You're right. It was 77.
No, stop. What do you need to know? That's in 16. It's 60 seconds. It's 67 degrees in Northfield today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. This week, football is back. The Los Angeles Chargers and the Detroit Lions kick off the NFL preseason in the Hall of Fame game this Thursday at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. This also kicks off the Hall of Fame enshrinement festivities. The Ohio sales tax holiday returns this week on Friday. It will run for 2 full weeks through the 14th. You'll be able to buy Most items tax-free up to $500 per item. If you have any questions, they have a full list of what's covered on the Ohio Department of Taxation website.
Oh, so I can buy my reinforced paper.
That's good.
Reinforced. Why do you have to get reinforced paper?
It's on the list, Jen. Oh. It's on the list.
Reinforced.
Regular paper, 99 cents. Reinforced paper, $7.
No.
Oh, it's reinforced. It like is a sturdy paper.
Like a loose
sturdy
leaf?
Tree.
You're paying $7?
I have never. I'm just saying. I was at Target. Just saying. I'd never heard of reinforced paper. My daughter loves to go to school. She loves her list. We go, you know, we do not buy the package. It is point by point by point by point. And she loves to do that. And I love her for it. Never heard of reinforced paper. I got the pterodactyl pencils you need. That's fine. Keep moving on. That's great. Reinforced paper, never heard of you. I looked right next to it is a 99 cent same paper, not reinforced. It's unreinforced.
What do they reinforce it with? Is it those
I don't
little,
know. I think it's steel. I believe it is steel. That's why it is $7.
Like those little round white circles you used to be able to reinforce your own paper with. They were like stickers, but it comes reinforced now?
Yes.
Is it a plastic
I don't know if
paper?
It's an adhesive. It's something on the left side.
I
didn't look at it. I just looked at the price point. That's all it was.
I mean, look, I'm not going to, in a binder, that might be nice for
kids. That probably
kids
is nice. There's a reason for it. There's always a reason. There's always a reason.
But why $7?
I don't know. Tax-free now.
It's a fancy, although who am I to talk? I buy the boxes and they're currently sitting at my front door because I brought them in and I don't know where to put them. Just two giant boxes
better
of school
watch
supplies.
Out. Snake might slither right in that box.
Stop that. Okay. A viral new dating app is getting praise and backlash. It's called Tea. And it lets women anonymously post about men they're dating to check for red flags or cheating. People that like it say it's a game changer for safety, but critics say it could be abused and raise serious privacy concerns. There are already 4 million users on the app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, getting engaged is an exciting time. You've been dating somebody for a while, significant other. You're excited. You want it to go to the next level. Then you get a ring. You're presented a ring that you hate.
I cannot come up with a solution for this problem because I feel so bad for this woman who posted it online. She put it in a Facebook group and it went viral. She was thinking it was just her group. Oops. Which, by the way, I didn't know that either. I thought your post just stayed in the group. So people are seeing what I'm saying to other people in these groups?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Oops. But people, she was asking what to do because she doesn't like the ring. And honestly, I am struggling to come up with a solution for what I would do, but I think I kind of have an idea how to handle the situation. And I mean, if you really hate this, and this would not be my style of ring. And I'm looking at this like, if this happened to me, what I would do. And it's hard to put myself there as, I've been married to my husband for a long time. Like at that time, would I have said something to him? And I don't think I could, but I would definitely craft a plan.
I think you. Oh, and you don't say it. I would imagine you're not saying it as it's, you know, being presented.
No, you'd
to
like
you
wait a little while.
Showing your friends and family and everything else. But maybe this has happened to you or you have a friend that this has happened to. I mean, there has to be some direction to go. Cause either, I mean, there's two directions to go. You're either keeping the ring. You're not saying anything. You're excited to get married. This is your significant other. This is the path you want to go down. Or at some point in time, you have to let your significant other know that this is not the ring that I want. And you have to do it tactfully.
And it begs the question, why did this guy not ask? And I guess he didn't ask her anything, like didn't ask her what kind of cut, what kind of shape, anything. Didn't ask her friends, went rogue, designed the ring, is like really proud of this ring that he said. What did he say? He designed it for like 3 months?
Yeah.
For 3 months to design it. I mean, that's tough. That is. Honey, I hate my ring, but I still love you and want to marry you.
So, and maybe this has happened to you or somebody you know. What would you do? Would you keep the ring, not say anything, be happy about it? Would you say something? Got engaged, but you hate the ring. What do you do? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
That is a tough conversation to have with your new fiance, who is probably so excited to give you that ring. That is so tough.
Say something, can you get through that? If somebody said something and you get through that?
I feel like...
I love you, but wow, that's ugly, honey. That ring you picked out, that is...
Well, first of all,
I mean...
I don't think that's how you say it.
You are not picking out our furniture if you pick that ring out, honey. I love you, but...
I feel like you need to let... There has to be some kind of crafty solution to this. Like, oh, I lost the ring. I washed my hands and I left it on the sink. No, oh God, that would be... No, you can't do that.
Are you suggesting to lose it down the pipe?
No, I don't know.
First of all,
no,
you can get it there.
Either.
You have to go to the ocean.
Drop it out in the ocean. I don't know. I'm thinking now.
You better be able to be a good crier.
Yeah. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I don't think I could do that either.
Let's get to this. Go right ahead.
This happened to me 33 years ago.
Oh my gosh! What do you do?
I dealt with it until a year ago.
You waited 30 years to say you didn't like your ring?
32.
So what did you do? Did you just say, well, how did you handle that after 32 years?
I just said, let's take this diamond and I'm going to pick out a new set. You know, I just picked out instead of the gold, which 33 years ago, that's, you know, what was popular, the gold. And I picked out the platinum and we just put that diamond into a new setting.
So you had it reset into something you like much more.
Yes.
What's nice about that is, though, you still have your original diamond, which was, you know, part of your ceremony and all that. That's nice.
And you really didn't have to say anything.
Right. I mean, what really matters?
Yeah. That's not, see, that's kind.
See, that's the answer. Wait 32 years and then get it reset.
There you go.
There it is. Uh-oh. Just got a DM. Jen and Tim show on all the social, Star 102 and all the social.
Do we have a solution? Do you give back the ring? What do you do here?
She's remaining anonymous. I'm not mentioning her name. I've been married almost 10 years. I don't like my ring at all.
No.
I've never said anything because I know how much thought he put into it.
Oh, see, I feel like that's the right answer.
I think this is just kind of the fabric of who you are, as in, if I am served a meal at a restaurant, we're talking about you're engaged, the ring is presented to you, you don't like the ring, do you say something? You don't like the ring. I mean, it's fair if you don't like the ring, but you're in a tough spot. It's a tough spot.
It's just a gift. It's a lot of money.
I wouldn't want to be in this spot.
Yeah,
it's a tough spot to be in. What do you
do?
216-343-1021. If I'm at a restaurant and I order food, I order dinner, and there's something wrong. Something's undercooked. Something's cold. I never say anything.
You just eat it? Leave hungry?
Or leave hungry. I am the worst. Now we bring Gentui into the conversation.
Well, yeah, I would say so. At a restaurant, that's different than an engagement ring.
I'm not even comparing them. Right, I'm just trying to think maybe the fabric of who you are, which is the right. I admire that. That is the right thing to do.
If it is
wrong, you say something about that. I'm not saying, I'm really not trying to bring that even into this conversation. Just maybe if that's who you are, maybe you would have a way to figure out how to bring it up as opposed to I would be the person we just had a call that wore it for 30 plus years and then try to figure out a way to maybe have it reset because I wouldn't want to break his or her heart.
See,
you know?
I feel like I would feel that way too, but I would constantly be racking my brain for some creative way to figure out a new way to get it.
You would just hit your left hand against the wall or the counter.
Oh, my God. No, I keep thinking maybe that, but no, I can't do that.
There you go.
Honey, let's go on a cruise. Oops.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go surfing.
Let's reenact Titanic. I'll pretend this is the blue diamond.
I don't know. All right. Thank you for the calls. Oops. Thank you for the DMs. I wanted to talk about this, and I don't even know if it's possible because I have not been able. First of all, I was unable to watch this weekend. Very busy. Probably watch it tonight. And I can't get an answer from any of my buddies, any of social media, anything I read or ask or talk to or anything else. And I'll get to it. I even wrote it as a question number, what was it, 4, during the earlier round of Trump 2 about Happy Gilmore 2.
I got an answer, but it was different from everyone. Different from everyone. There's no, like, general consensus on this, which is strange.
And if you, I don't know, do a Google search or whatever it is, it seems to be a thing. I don't know why I can't get an answer. You can't get it. I don't understand why this is a thing. Question simple. Is Happy Gilmore 2 any good? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I even had written down, even in golf terms, you could give it a birdie if it was good, par if it was mid, bogey if it was bad. I don't know how many people that watched it over the weekend, and everybody I ask is either good or bad or good or bad. I feel like that there is no gray area. Either it was a great sequel or it was the worst sequel that
Yeah, there's no watched. Like overwhelming opinion. It's just so varied between everyone. For example, Stacey just sent us a message. You could do that anytime. Jen and Tim show page on Facebook. She says it was fantastic, almost better than the first.
Okay. So that's
Did you love the first?
I loved the first. So I loved it. Also, here's another good question. Do you need to watch the first one prior to? Because that's also on Netflix. Do you need to watch Happy Gilmore because it's been 30 years?
Yeah.
Then watch Happy Gilmore 2 because you need the references or no? So
I'm pretty sure I have never fully seen the first one.
Here's what I don't understand. One movie I don't see, Titanic.
Yeah.
And I just get crushed for not seeing that movie.
That was like an award winning.
Basically, every other movie you haven't seen.
Like the number one of the top movies of all time, Titanic. Happy Gilmore. I mean, I've seen parts of it.
All right.
And I'm not forcefully not watching it on purpose like you are with Titanic.
Well, no, I am in the zone. It's called In the Zone.
It's not called
it
that.
It is In the Zone.
It's not.
All right.
It's not called that.
Happy Gilmore 2, good, bad, would love your review. Oh. Right. Happy Gilmore 2. Any good? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Sandy doesn't think so. She sent us a message to Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. Happy Gilmore 2. It's 2 hours. I'll never get back. And 2 thumbs down to that.
This is my exact point. We just had a message prior to Benson Boone. So 3 minutes ago, it was the best sequel ever. And now this is 2 hours I can't get back. This is the most bizarre sequel ever.
Well, in the same breath, Katrina sent us a message. I think you guys will like it. It was good. John Daly was fantastic. You don't need to see the first.
Spoiler alert! I didn't know he was in it!
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
Oh my God!
I didn't know that!
Oh my gosh.
Might as well not watch it now.
Now I'm done.
Okay.
Thanks, Jen.
Frank says, no, it wasn't. I was just reading her message. I didn't know that was a
Great.
Secret.
Now
I That's don't. A secret?
Apparently.
Isn't he in a trailer or something?
No, I didn't see him.
Okay, Frank says it was just eh. I've watched the original probably 20 times. Second, happy, one, and done. So, again, these comments are reflecting exactly what you and I said when we started talking about this.
Does Nate care about that?
General consensus.
Yeah. He's a golfer guy. Did he care? He didn't watch it.
Happy Gilmore 1 was on our television this weekend at some point, but I don't know that he was watching it or happened to be on the background. Right. I don't know.
I don't know, because some people were really, really waiting for it to drop. That's all I was...
No. Okay. He's not that level with
all right.
it.
All right. Good or bad? I feel like there's not much gray area. We had one comment. The rest, love or hate. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Taking a couple more calls, a couple more comments on Happy Gilmore 2.
You are going to watch it or you're not?
I'll probably watch it today. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch it over the weekend. I'll watch it. I don't know if I have to watch the first one first. I'll probably... I remember so much from the first one. I think I'll just give this.
I really would rather you just go see Superman instead.
I haven't seen Superman.
I know.
I need somebody that wants to go with me. That's the thing.
I'll go see it again. It was so good. Just to see Crypto. So cute.
All right, go right ahead.
You'll like it by the end because it brings it all back together from the first one.
Oh,
but it's kind of a dumb movie. It makes you laugh and They got a lot of celebrities.
A lot of celebrities to help with the storyline, because the storyline's probably not any good.
Yeah, that's what I saw. A lot of cameos, but we won't spoil that.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of professional golfers in the second one, so
okay.
You can tell he's made a big impact on golf over the last 30 years.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.